I am Frank Potapan. I'm currently 46 years old and was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 2B, January of 1996. I am currently on the Board of Trustees for Carroll Hospice and involved with their inpatient facility, the Dove House, as well as their outpatient programs.
My name is Ellen Potapan. I'm 46 years old. I'm Frank Potapan's wife and caregiver during his time of cancer treatment.
We have been involved with the Children's House at Hopkins in the past, and as well as the Greenenbaum Cancer Center at University of Maryland. I've always found it rewarding when you realize that you can help patients and patients' families through difficult times in their medical treatment process.
I think a defining moment for our family and really getting involved in cancer support and awareness was when Frank had his five-year survivorship, and we as a family made a donation to the Greenenbaum Cancer Center and really shared our story at the board meeting. It was one of the most gratifying times in our lives and really made a difference in that we could give back and make the journey for other cancer patients a little bit easier with some of the donations that we provided to really go to the patient support side of things.
I'm a builder and developer, working primarily in the Howard and Carroll County area. People in the Carroll County area in our industry participate in the Taste of Carroll, which is the major fundraiser for Carroll Hospice. As a board member, we get board packets each meeting, and usually in each packet there's a testimonial or a thank you from the families involved who've been blessed by their experiences at Carroll Hospice.
We have continued to grow in the cancer community. We've actually involved our two sons as well, Grant and Tyler, who are now teenagers. And really, you'll never forget, I do, it's a boy, and you have cancer. And those are words that we live by. And what can we do to give back to other patients who are impacted by cancer, big or small? You know, how can we make their journey a little bit easier?
I mean, it's always a rewarding feeling to know that you can give back and help patients and families through, you know, probably one of their most trying times in their lives.
I do think hospice provides such a positive environment for patients and for families where the denial is then worked through. They share kind of their thoughts, their feelings. Everything is shared before the patient passes away. And I think that's such a valuable experience for the patients and for the families as they try to build from that experience and how can they, you know, live their life maybe a little bit differently and truly enjoy the moments.